meat, right-wingers aren't guilty, so no outrage over NY's rise in anti-Semitism. By John Nolte on November 4, 2018. The New York Times admits no one on the political left cares about New York's rise in anti-Semitism because it cannot be pinned on the political right. Hate crimes against Jews represent half of all hate crimes in New York this year, the far-left Times reports. To put that figure in context, there have been four times as many crimes motivated by bias against Jews, 142 in all, as there have against blacks, the Times reports. Hate crimes against Jews have outnumbered hate crimes targeted at transgender people by a factor of 20. In fact, anti-Semitism was already quietly on the rise. For several years now, expressions of anti-Jewish sentiment have made up the preponderance of hate crime complaints in the city. So where's the outrage? Where are the headlines? Where are the protests to raise awareness? Where is the endless cable news coverage? There is none, and although the explanation for this indifference is hidden under more than a half dozen paragraphs, the Times does at least deserve some credit for telling a disturbing truth, emphasis added. If anti-Semitism bypasses consideration as a serious problem in New York, it is to some extent because it refuses to conform to an easy narrative with a single ideological enemy. During the past 22 months, not one person caught or identified as the aggressor in an anti-Semitic hate crime has been associated with a far-right-wing group. Mark Molinari, commanding officer of the police department's hate crimes task force, told me. In fact, it is the varied backgrounds of people who commit hate crimes in the city that make combating and talking about anti-Semitism in New York much harder. In other words, not once in the 22 months President Trump has been in office, has a single right-winger committed a hate crime against a Jew in New York. It gets worse. The Times admits mainstream progressive, left-wing, advocacy groups simply do not care about attacks against Jews. Obviously, those same groups would start caring a whole lot if an assault could be blamed on a Trump supporter. Without the correct enemy to blame it on, though, the left do not care, and that certainly includes the New York Times, which is only giving this outrage dutiful coverage. What's more, other than a couple of anecdotes, the Times is not at all interested in who in fact is guilty of those 142 hate crimes against Jews. But, hint, hint, we know it's not coming from those on the right. What this means is that in order to pin this rise in violence against Jews on Trump, the media only talk about the rise in hate crimes under Trump while leaving inconvenient details unreported. And here are two other men suspected of anti-Jewish hate crimes in New York. Two men apparently caught on camera allegedly painting swastikas on homes in Brooklyn Heights. But because they are not wearing Make America Great Again hats, it is no big deal to the political left or the establishment media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.